Christian greetings, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus, the name we love to hear, the name we have learned to love. I sang that song, How I Love Jesus, when I was a little boy before I knew what was all involved. And wish you the grace of God and the blessedness of that hope eternal, that we can continue on as we had in our lesson today, that we would, if I get the verse right, we were talking and discussing various words here and terminology and how they were used and why they were used. And he says here, but Christ is the Son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Are we willing to be channels, channels for the Lord? And like the songwriter said, every day, and what else? Every hour, amen. And, excuse me, I kind of got something in my throat, but bear with me. So we are those that, you know, Jesus loves us, and he gave his life. He came for us. He came down on earth and he died. But he rose again. He died for you and me. And he died, but he rose again. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. And he knows where we're at. He knows what our thoughts are. He knows what we've done the past week. And he knows what we're going to do next week. And I would just love to be an encouragement to every one of us here as we continue on daily, every day and every hour. Jesus said, he that will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Take up his cross daily. And I appreciated the song. I was just a little late in getting mine in there, but it fits in so well. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Norman mentioned about a pile of water. Some water and some gold. He says, "Think not of the things that perish." Do we have a struggle with that at times? Sometimes I do, but that thing's going to perish. We need to look at the things that are eternal, not the things that are temporal. And if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on the things of the earth. For your life is dead, ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. If Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then, brethren and sisters, shall we all appear with him in glory. We don't want to miss it, brethren and sisters. We don't want to miss it. I guess if you want a title to the message, you can just say encouragement. Because I want to encourage you. And I chose one of the epistle, the Apostle John's epistles here in chapter 3 of the first epistle that he wrote. Now there's so many things in here that it really encourages us. And that's what I want to do. We as Christians, we are to walk even as Jesus walked. And we are to show forth the blessings, the blessings of him. Maybe that's the wrong word. Show forth the praises of him that has called us from darkness into his marvelous light. I'm going to read this chapter in its entirety and then spend some time on it. I see the clock is going fast already. But he says, behold. Now, when he says, behold, I believe John meant the same things when he heard John the Baptist say, when Jesus came walking, he says, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. It's not just, well, I seen him go, you know. Just really behold him. And today in our lesson, we beheld Jesus. If we took heed to what we were teaching or what we were discussing. And anyhow, therefore, we ought to take the more earnest heed for the things that we have heard, lest at any time we would let them slip. And sometimes I am disappointed in myself how quick I can forget things when I hear them preach, when I read. And it seems like it's more like that. It's just as I keep on having these birthdays, like some of y'all are having this month. Anyhow, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. In the first epistle of John, chapter 3. As true Christians, we will show ourselves to the world that way. And we're not ashamed. We have nothing to be ashamed of. We don't wear our plain clothes to be seen. We don't wear our plain clothes so we're saved. We don't abide in the Word of God because it's just something we want to do. It's because we are saved. We are delivered from darkness and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. So we are to be shining lights in the world, encouraging one another. And I think the writer to the Hebrews says, every day we should encourage one another. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in himself, in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Take heed to these verses. Everyone, every man and woman, I think I'm allowed to insert that word, that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested, I mean he was the sin bearer. He was manifested, he came to us down here on earth. He was manifested. I lost my verse here. Verse 5. To take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Can we say we do not commit sin? Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot, am I allowed to insert a word there, he cannot enjoy sin. He falls on his face and knees and face to God. He cannot enjoy sin because he is born of God. His seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. And there again I refer to the Colossians 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, continue to seek those things that are above, where Christ sitteth, and set your affection on things above, not on the things of the earth. For those things that we see are temporal. That gold block that we could see if we had one is temporal. It too shall pass. It will all melt. It'll be like, I'll let it go. He says, his seed remaineth in him. And verse 10, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. And then he comes in there with that. He that loveth not his brother. You know, we want to take that in consideration. Loving our brother. Loving our sisters. Just loving with the love that God has shed abroad in our hearts. And love each other as he loved me. As he loved us. That is so precious. We cannot really fathom the love that he had for us. But we believe it. We know it's there. And we love, in fact, well, maybe I'll get ahead of my story. Let's read on here. And verse 11. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death into life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. We know that we have passed from death into life. Do we really know that? If we love our brethren, if we shy away from our brethren and sisters, you know, the love of God constrains us if we are really in Christ Jesus. The true Christian will love and will do all he can. And here John goes on here. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby we perceive. Now hereby, that's maybe the same, it's a different term in therefore or wherefore that we talked about in our Sunday school lesson. But hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay our lives down for the brethren. That's serious business when we do not. And, you know, it's... Well, let me finish here. Or maybe I better just say this right now while I've got it on my mind. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And James says that, if I could get that now. He says that, maybe I'll just have to turn to that. Excuse me. In his writing here, he says, Well, I can't even find it now. So much as to say, anyhow, that he is, it's James 2:13, says, "For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy." Friends, that's serious. And mercy rejoices against judgment. And so certainly it is necessary that we have mercy on others, and that we share the love of God. So, okay. "But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" And we are challenged, you know, we get all these Christian aid ministry, even the storms and stuff like that, we get, and I just told my wife the other day, I wish we could just share more with those people that were in these storms, and the people that are in these foreign countries that are dying of starvation. Just wish we could share more. And spoke with someone here some time ago that is in the mission in whatever it is, anyhow. We don't have a whole lot of money, but we can pray. She told me that's just what we need. We need prayers. Yes, the others will take care. We'll come. If we pray for each other, God has a way of turning things around. They don't have the food that we do here in our country. And so may we continue on in prayer for these missions. I certainly appreciate the monthly newsletters that come from the various missions. And so let us share. "But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels," if we can't share with material things, we can pray. And the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things." You know, as we were discussing the Sunday school lesson, you know, obedience leads to confidence. And we know and believe and obey God. "Hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things." Beloved, you know, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandments. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. The Holy Spirit within us. You know, we have a vocation. We have something to do. We have work to carry on that the Lord has given us. And a vocation includes that which the believer is called to do, to be and to do. To be and to do. Now, we can know things, and what we should do, but are we doing them? The believer is called to be holy, obedient, loving, humble, and peaceable, and to be more and more conformed to the image of Jesus. Those attributes that he has, we desire, we long to really have them in our own lives. And Christ demonstrated that kind of life to us. And, you know, Mother, we are encouraged in this. These lessons that Paul, or the, well, he's supposedly the author of Hebrews, from making the going from the law to grace and being filled with all the fullness of God through Jesus and the fruits of righteousness, building on the foundation, Jesus Christ. And if we lose that foundation, I'm not sure where that verse is, but there's a verse that says, if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Filled with fruits of righteousness. You know, we're not to be just to read this and study this and have it within ourselves. But we are called to be workers in the vineyard of God, the vineyard of Christ. And Jesus prayed in John 17 that they all may be one, even as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe. That the world may believe. That thou hast sent me. And so we are channels, or vessels, if you want to call them. Vessels. We're not vessels just so we can get it in us, but we are vessels for God that we can spread the love of God. You know, the church can accomplish much when we all work together. Each member fills his place. And each one of us are traveling on this journey, moving on, as it says in Revelation. it depicts the redeemed coming home. Blessed are they which do the commandments, not only know, but do the commandments of God, that we may enter in through the gates into the city, that we can eat of the tree of life and be forever with him. And so gathered together out of every kindred, out of every place, and kindred and tongue and people and nation, the great marriage of the supper of the Lamb. Blessed are they which do his commandments. I think back when I look at these children sitting up front, the older ones. Yeah, I look to you for more knowledge than these young ones on the first couple benches. I remember when I was sitting in those front benches, when I was told I behaved good enough sitting next to Dad. He said I could move forward on the front bench. I don't know how it worked with these young children here did mom and dad say, okay, you can sit up there now. But I remember that. And I remember these stories. And I remember the preaching of these words that John, from John, the epistle, and was encouraged to read this as a young boy, to read John's epistles. They are so easy to understand. Well, some are easier than others. But anyhow, we want to be involved in that. And it comes to my mind now, you know, we live in a world of change. But you know, there's a verse in Proverbs that says, my son, fear the Lord and the King, and meddle not with them that are given to change. You know, we want to abide in Christ and He in us. And we want to be encouraged to, you know, we face tests, but those tests that we face in life, if we commit ourselves to the Lord, we will find true happiness and joy in the Lord. And we live with peace with others. And it also says, blessed are the pure in spirit, for they shall see God. And we want to honor God in our commitments that we have and carry out those commitments. The Sermon on the Mount, if you want to read it, it's a very, very practical message. Contains many truths that are so precious. And today, in today's Christianity, they are neglected and pushed aside. And we want to continue on in Christ, showing forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We want to be a salt unto the earth, a light unto the world. And, you know, if we're really interested, we want to study and really find out what God wants us to do as we grow up, as we grow old. Anyone is interested in being just what God wants you to be will benefit from studying the Sermon on the Mount. It's so precious. So, well, I don't want to keep you over, but I just needed this myself. I needed encouragement, and I read more than what I shared today. But read, search the scriptures. Jesus told the scribes and Pharisees, "Search the scriptures, for ye." Well, anyhow, there's a couple words in there they can't get now, but they are they which testify of me. Though that's where we find out who Jesus is and what He is to us, and that He will save us from our sins, and we can have that eternal life through Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. May we be a part of that, those workers in the vineyard of the Lord that will cause others to seek Christ, to know Him, and to follow Him. All praise be to God. We are glad to be here today. And I also didn't know who the visitors were, but anyhow, I found out. So that's good. And I appreciate people of like precious faith that come to visit churches. And I think maybe sometimes if our ministers, I'm talking about Henry and Norman now, maybe if they would go out and visit more churches, why we would have more visiting ministers. I mean, no offense meant at all. But I think it's really encouraging. to have others come and preach. And I enjoy preaching, but I really enjoy listening to others too. So to God be the glory. It's because of him and not something that we have done. I want you to continue to pray for us. We have no idea when our time is to go, when God says, this is it. We were at funerals 2 weeks ago today of friends, and a week ago today it was Brother Perry Yoder's wife or widow died, was buried last Sunday, and one of Louise's kinfolk in Mar Arthur, Illinois, her husband was electrocuted Friday afternoon, whatever it was. So we don't know. And there was some youth that were traveling just north of Hartville, Ohio, in Rootstown, and had an accident. And there was one or two were killed. I think just one young girl was killed. And the term was used. And oh, God forbid that any of us would be involved in that. The term was used, they were a wild group of young people. I don't know personally, I'm just relating that. But they were out traveling and run off the highway. Some of the others were flown to, they were seriously injured. So let us take heed. Let us watch and wait and look into righteousness. Let's continue on with him. Thank you for your prayers, brethren and sisters. And we will do likewise. Let's kneel for prayer.